Friday, the National Hockey League's commissioner, Gary Bettman, announced that NHL players would be returning to the Olympics. As the Hurricanes are returning to play Vancouver tomorrow at PNC Arena, Elias Lindholm will be back in the building in yet another different sweater than a Hurricanes one. We bring in a former Olympian, and we expect Elias Lindholm will probably play in the Olympics, as will several Hurricanes players. Eric Cole wore USA back in 2006 in Torino, and he joins us to talk about this and the Canes. First of all, thank you very much, sir. Happy New Year. I don't believe we've spoken at all in the new year. That's an error on my part. What was it like to pull on a USA sweater for the Olympics in 2006?
Yeah, obviously it's a huge honor, and you know you're so excited. Just to be a part of all that. I got a little bit of it the season before when the NHL had locked us out, and I went to Germany and played. I played in the World Championships yep. in 2005 in Austria, and just that was kind of really my first time. I'd never been on like the World Junior team or anything like that, or any other like World Championship team. So it was a big honor, and then to back that 2005 season up with the 2005-2006 NHL season that we were having here in Carolina, and to go in there with such high expectations, and it was the last kind of hurrah for that really big core group that we had with Team USA, with guys like Doug Waite, Madonna, Kachuk, Chelios, Hatcher. It was a lot of fun to just be around those guys and be able to experience, that environment with them, with guys that had been there and done it before.
Eric Cole is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Regardless of, it didn't go well. I don't think it went well for Canada either in 2006. The experience, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, why do the NHL guys, because there was a time where it wasn't even a thought, why do the NHL guys love it and want to do it so badly?
Well, I mean, for me personally, it was a dream of mine, as a kid growing up. I, obviously always paid attention to the Winter Olympics and particularly the hockey program. And when it shifted from, the amateurs going
right
to professional athletes going, I thought, well, shoot. Well, there goes that. And I think
right
at the time that, the first time was, Nagano 98?
Yes.
I was a freshman in college. And so I think that was, it created a level of disappointment that it was like, okay, well, if you want to play in the Olympics, then, it kind of goes hand in hand with you've got to get to the NHL. So I think that's obviously, one of the big reasons that guys love it. And because, somewhere through there, well, a couple years ago, the NHL didn't attend. And that had a lot to do with, COVID and everything, and just what, the league had been dealing with. I mean, what everyone had been dealing
right
with on the side. But I think, it's just anytime you get the opportunity to wear the sweater, of your home nation, it's a great experience. And, it's an honor, and you get to play with, a lot of different kind of, like age groups in terms of, you play with a few of the guys that you you know, grew up competing against, and then it's, you know, all the way to guys that you grew up watching,
right,
and like wanting to emulate and be like that player. So it makes for a really cool experience of bringing in, you know, different generations of players.
Eric Cole joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. The National Hockey League announced that the pros would be returning to the Olympics for 2026. So we're still, what, two full summers away? About 2 years from right now, from players rejoining this whole thing. Just one more thing about this, and I don't know that this is true or not, because I think USA guys and Canadian guys desperately want to play for their Olympic teams. But what do you think it means? Because you played with a lot of guys who were from, whether it was Finland, Sweden, Russia. Why do you think it matters so much to them?
I think it's, you know, every country, every, you know, player, you know, you're trying to go out and prove that you have, you know, the best players, or, you know, that you can, you have the groups that can come together in a short amount of time and, you know, beat the other world's best. It's such a unique, you know, atmosphere in the sense that it's everyone from their home country. Whereas, you know, when we're playing in the NHL, you obviously have a mix,
right,
guys from all different countries, on every roster. So it's just that sense of pride and, you know, being able to wear your, you know, your country's colors on the ice. It's just it's a great experience.
All right. Now, let me just ask you this. Would it be feasible, because Rod Brind'Amour, Hurricanes head coach, not sure you know that, Rod suggested that maybe there's a way to do what the NBA does and take it out of the season, which would put it in the Summer Olympics, regardless of whether or not the IOC would ever consider that. As a player, would it be more feasible or less feasible to play Olympic hockey in July, August?
You see, I think that, you know, where Rod's coming from there is, you know, originally they used to do what was basically like the Canada Cup, and it turned into the World Cup. And it was a joint effort, and it was, I think they did what, one or two seasons of it, after the fact that,
yeah,
you know, the NHLers started going to the Olympics. It is a difficult, you know, scenario to put into the middle of an NHL season, just because the schedule gets a lot, you know, tougher. You've got a lot more games together. It maybe, you know, makes for a longer season. And as NHLers attending the Olympics, you miss a lot of it.
Right.
You're literally there to play games, and you just are there to play until you're ousted, and then you turn it back around and head back home. You know, you don't get to be a part of opening ceremonies and things like that. And there's kind of, you know, very little time, I guess, to do a lot of other things. And maybe, you know, that was just kind of the venue issue that we had in Torino, where, you know, I was able to attend a couple things, but not a lot. So I can see where, you know, just because of the demands it puts on the NHL season, where some people would be wanting to, you know, move it to, you know, be played in the summer. But I just can't see, you know, ice hockey being played in the Summer Olympics. I don't see the Ice Hockey Federation going for that.
It's weird. I get it. The NBA is being played in the winter, so they don't have to shut their season down. The NHL has to shut it down for basically 3 weeks so we could have an Olympic hockey tournament. Eric Cole, before I let you go, the Hurricanes will start up again tomorrow night against Vancouver. What do you see when you watch him? What do you see as an area of need that maybe they have?
Well, I mean, I think the most glaring this season, and it's been beat to death, really, is goaltending. But for me, like, you know, there has been instances where we've gotten good goaltending and still lost games. I sometimes watch the team and I wish that the forwards were, you know, playing a little bit harder on the defensive side of the puck for the defensemen, because you'll make the game a lot easier on the defensemen with that, you know, inside the dots, you know, back pressure. And I think that, you know, the harder that the forwards come back and make it tough pushing other teams from behind, you know, that's going to create more turnovers. And we all know that Carolina is a really good team in transition. And so for me, lots of times I find myself, you know, watching a guy kind of let off on a back check, and I wish he would pursue, you know, a little bit more, but, you know, maybe that's not how, you know, Roddy's got him set up to defend. But with the way that they've been, you know, playing, you know, through this, you know, second half of the, you know, the first half of the season, you know, toward the end of that little stretch before the All-Star break and everything, you know, I think that they've been through their real, you know, hopefully tough part of their season, where they've had adversity and they've had to overcome, you know, injuries and tough stretches and things like that. I think that when you have those throughout the course of your season, it makes you a little bit, you know, tougher mentally, and, you know, it makes the guys tougher as a group as you continue to move forward throughout the season and into the playoffs.
All right, final thing. Development of a player like Jack Drury, who was drafted second round behind Andrei Svechnikov. What have you seen from him, especially in maybe the last 30 or so games?
Opportunity. It's opportunity and confidence. I say it a lot when talking about, you know, guys that play in this league and guys that don't necessarily, you know, ever find their footing. I think with Drury, he was given the opportunity to show some glimpses here and there early in his career, but, you know, the numbers weren't really working in his favor. And, you know, to that point, it also wasn't the worst thing for him to be, you know, playing good minutes in the minors and gaining, you know, confidence in what he's capable of doing, and just, you know, continuing to mature and progress, just, you know, at a different pace than maybe some other guys do. So I think what you see is just the, you know, maturation of a younger player that had to spend some time in the minors, whether it was, you know, necessary for him or it was necessary just in terms of where the numbers were and where the contracts were. But now you see where he's, you know, been able to get his foot in the door. He's playing with confidence, and, you know, the coach is showing confidence in him and giving him an opportunity to go out and perform.
Eric Cole, you are a gentleman, my friend. I appreciate your time. I will talk to you soon. See you at the rink at some point, I'm sure.
Definitely.